Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not going to bore you with the music history behind this gift, but John Grayson just popped in the studio and said, never tell a vinyl guy that there's a vinyl record he can't find. And when you were in Augusta last week, he filled in a couple times. And for like an hour on, I think it was Monday and Wednesday when Mackie couldn't get here at 2 o'clock. And I showed him this record that I had to throw away years ago that I bought in a place I'm not allowed to talk about. And then immediately after the album was released, they changed the cover. But I had the original cover of this record and I could never find it online. It was always the new and better cover. I won't bore you with it. It's a band called White Wolf. And I love the album. He somehow found the original cover that was only used like a handful of times, and he walked in and said, never tell a vinyl guy he can't find your vinyl.
I have rarely seen Scott speechless. He just leveled him speechless.
That's awesome.
I was shaking. I was so excited.
Wow.
To hold. I had not held, because my original version of that album was destroyed years ago when we had flooding in our basement, probably 25 years ago. And it was, I had a lot of my vinyl, not all of it, on the floor in a little holder. And it was one of the records that was so destroyed, I couldn't salvage it.
John's a magician.
Golly, man. He is awesome. Yesterday, we were telling you about this mom and son duo who ran, and still do run, I guess, Metro Tow here in Kansas City. They are charged with 9 felonies apiece. And the allegations.
It's more than that now, but keep going.
Okay. The allegations are that they would just take their tow trucks and ride around town and just start willy-nilly towing people's cars and falsifying documents to say that they had the towing rights on that private property or whatever. The feds, I believe it was the feds, it was Kansas City Police, raided their tow lot, and they are now under arrest, charged with 9 felonies apiece. You say it's higher. And now there's the suggestion, this story is from Fox 4, where Fox 4 was able to track down one man named Brian Stanley.
Yep.
Who suggests
he bought
a car from Metro Tow, and he's wondering if the car that he bought was a stolen car that they had towed.
So remember, out of all the felonies, one of the charges is vehicle theft. And we were guessing yesterday that when you illegally tow a car on a lot that you do not have permission to be on with forged documents and you take that car, that's essentially auto theft. It's correct. Auto theft wrapped around the guise of I'm a tow truck operator. What he is suggesting is that some of the cars that they towed that were then, for whatever reason, the owners were down on their luck, couldn't afford to pay the $1,900 in one case.
Or didn't know where
their car
back,
or didn't know where their car went. There is a suggestion from this Brian Stanley that he purchased one of those cars. And he had screenshots, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, okay, is there anything wrong with the car? And the reply on the other end was, no, it was towed. It was parked illegally. No one ever came to get it. We're just selling it.
So he did buy the car. He said it was it was a nice car. He was looking for a second car. He said, but when he bought the car, that's when the trouble started. Adamson, I'm assuming this is Lynette, mom. Adamson, now charged with 9 felonies along with her son, refused to release the lien on the title.
Quote, we got it registered and everything. We've been making our payments for a year. And guess what? Sam, you called this out in the newsroom. You said, what about the people who bought these cars that were illegally towed? The answer is they're screwed. You're not going to be able to get it.
You can't get it titled.
Titled correctly. And you essentially bought, the suggestion being here, a car that belongs to someone else that was either being held hostage on that tow lot or flat out stolen from the owner.
It says here, Fox 4 visited Metro Tow off North Agnes Avenue 2 days in a row on Monday. Someone inside shut a window on them. On Tuesday, nobody answered.
The car is in limbo, quoting here from Brian. I can't sell it if I wanted to. I can't really do a whole lot. I don't know if police are going to come back and say, yes, it was illegally towed. But let me tell you something, Scott. Even if the car was legitimately towed, which it wasn't, let's be honest. These people are horrible people that prey on people. Even if it was legitimately towed, they don't have the right to sell it.
That's correct.
They sold a car that did not belong to them, right, Sam?
I mean, yeah, since they were allegedly falsifying the tow documents, that does not give them rightful possession of that vehicle. And I would assume there's some law in there that, you know, they have to give the now previous owner a certain amount of time to pay off that debt. I'm not sure how that works. I'm not in the tow sharking business, allegedly.
Then there's another woman who came forward and sent an email to Channel 4 that said she was hit by a Metro tow truck driver. She said he tried to pay her not to call police, first offering $500, then increasing it to $2,000, according to the woman, because insurance is beginning the process to sue because they believe the driver was uninsured. There were expired plates on the tow truck. And by the way, Metro Tow, she says, has no active commercial insurance policy that they can find.
Laws vary by state, but yes, tow companies can sell off cars that they tow and the fees go unpaid.
Well, then but where's the title? You still need the
title.
That's
a great question.
Listen to this. As for Stanley, Brian, Fox 4 helped him get in touch with the authorities. They told him, enter your car's VIN number, the car that he, quote, bought from Metro Tow.
But doesn't have the title.
Enter the VIN number into a state website, see if it's been reported stolen. He did. He was told the records for that car, quote, have been lost.
How convenient. By the way, the Fox 4 story says Metro Tow is still open for business. How is it that the city, and I don't think the city can, I don't know why the city couldn't shut them down.
The city would be the one that would shut them down.
The police said it would have to be the state. In one of the stories that I saw, in many states, and this is according to longdistancetowing.com, who knows what they know, but according to that website, in many states, that period, that grace period is just 15 days.
Before they could sell off your towed car.
Yep.
You've got to be kidding me.
But here's the problem, and here's where Metro Tow has the advantage.
They illegally towed the car.
I come outside tonight, right? Let's say I go outside tonight.
Where you have the right to park.
Correct.
Yep.
I have broken no law.
Nope.
I work here.
Yep.
I'm allowed to park here.
Yep.
I think they would prefer that I park here. I go outside tonight and my car is gone. There is no indication that it was towed from the lot. There's not a card sitting in the spot where I was saying, hey, just give us a call.
We've it's got a your predatory car. Tower.
Right. How am I ever going to find my car? I would physically have to go to every tow lot in this city and walk the lot, which usually is behind a fence.
With dogs.
With barbed wire on top.
It says here, tow companies must verify the vehicle ownership and may file a lien for the unpaid towing or storage fees. That lien, when it goes unpaid after that grace period, allows them the legal right to sell the car for the cost of the unpaid fees.
Sam, if
it was
the car
taken
wasn't
legally
stolen, and authorities are alleging that these cars, essentially, if you think about it, if they did not have a contract with the property owner, they did not have a right to be there to tow.
Which
but
is
they
some
were
of the
just,
allegations.
Yes, they were just roaming around towing cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute.
Then how would they have the right, even after 15 days, to sell that?
What was one of the details in the story? What business does the mother own?
I don't know.
The property management company.
That is one of the allegations, isn't it? That she was signing
she
dozens
owns the property management company. They were towing, allegedly, on her behalf because she was the one managing these apartment complexes. Mom says, hey, son, go tow these cars. They're parked illegally.
She's also accused of falsifying hundreds of documents showing she had the right to tow the cars that she did. And here's how they got her, Scott. They said there was no way. Some, let's say one of the toe slips was dated April 13th in Kansas City, and one of the toe slips was dated April 13th in North Dakota. That's a bad example. But they said based on the timeline of hundreds of these slips that were falsified,
they couldn't physically be in two places.
You could not physically be in 10 places at one time legally towing cars.
Huh.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. So many of these victims, Scott, did not have the money, nope. did not have the means. Nope. One woman said she just went back and begged, give me my house keys. You took all of my keys. Give me my keys back. I can't get into my apartment. Nope.
You're kidding.
No, that was one of the stories.
How heartless.
These are
allegedly
horribly acting human beings.
And preying on people who can least afford it.
Correct.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.